Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's with great joy that we come to you another time to be able to sit with you with your word in hand, knowing that you desire for us to know about you. You want us to know about your Son, Jesus. You want us to know your ways. And Lord, so today we ask that your Holy Spirit would teach us and guide us into all truth, and then, Lord, equip us to be able to live according to that truth. And we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Purim, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 9, and verse 26. The annual feasts were set, and the letters of Mordecai had the Jews all over the Persian Empire in agreement with him about the celebrations. Their victories over their enemies, who were inspired by Haman, were complete, and their lives had been saved. In chapter 9 and verse 26 of the book of Esther, we discover the names for these yearly festivities, where we read, "Therefore they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter, and that of which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them." The verse begins, "Wherefore they called these days Purim after the name of Pur." We see once again the word wherefore, and we are reminded that when we read the scriptures and the word wherefore is used, we are to look at the verse or verses before it and discover what the wherefore is there for. In this case, a reference is to the resolve of the Jews to make this time of feasting an annual celebration, where they would remember the tremendous victories they had over their enemies. We also learn that they called this time Purim, which comes from the word pur. Pur means the lot, and Purim is the plural of lot, or lots, and it refers to the manner in which wicked Haman devised a plan to destroy the Jews. His plot was spoiled, and over a two-day period, the Jews defended themselves against their enemies. The verse goes on to say, "Therefore, for all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them." Once again, the word therefore is used, and it is there to describe the inspiration for the annual festivities called Purim. There are three things listed. "For all the words of this letter, that they which had seen concerning this matter, which had come unto them." The Jews had the letter, what they saw, and what came to them as motivations to keep this time of annual feasting. Because this time would occur every year, the future generations would be able to recount the events where God intervened in their lives to save them. Though future generations would not be able to experience personally the actual fighting and defense, the letter would help them to recount the marvelous salvation of God. When we think about the inspiration for this time of Purim, which is celebrated to the present day, we too may be inspired to remember what a great salvation the Lord Jesus has provided for us. Perhaps we will recall our previous battles and victories we obtained. Maybe there were things we saw as we fought through them, and maybe there were onslaughts of the enemy which came to us. We know this. We have the letter, above all letters in the scriptures, to remind us over and over again how God has intervened in our lives and saved us from enemies that would destroy us. As we ponder these things today, we too might desire to set an anniversary to some victory we have won through the help of Jesus Christ. Perhaps the days of Purim will be our time of celebration too. Next time, we will see the Jews' acceptance of this annual celebration. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name,